For that long moment, we stood looking at one another. I saw no emotion on his face. But what he did next left me with little doubt as to his real intentions. He lifted a hand, extended a stiletto-like forefinger, and drew it across his own neck as if cutting it. A spasm of horror shot through me. He was, in the crudest way, warning me about what might happen to me if I took my discovery to the captain. For a moment more, I remained rooted to the spot. Then I turned to lean upon the portside topgallant rail and stared out over the ocean, trying to recover my breath. When I had sufficiently steadied my nerves, I turned back cautiously. Morgan was gone. But he had achieved his purpose. I was twice as frightened as I'd been when first I stepped upon the Seahawk. Anxiously, I glanced about to see if I was being watched by anyone else. Sure enough, now it was Foley whom I spied atop the forecastle. He was busily splicing a rope. At least, that's what he seemed to be doing. The instant I saw him, he looked up and pinioned me with a gaze of blatant scrutiny. Then, quickly, he shifted his eyes away. He, too, was spying on me. Completely unnerved, I retreated to my cabin and bolted the door. The warnings had an effect quite opposite to what was doubtless intended. More terrified than ever, I now felt that the only person who could help me was Captain Jaggery. But so fearful was I of going on deck in search of him, I decided to wait in his cabin till he returned, certain that the crew would not dare to pursue me there. Cautiously, I pulled the door open again, poked my head out, and when I saw, to my relief, no one was nearby, I rushed to the captain's door, and out of a habit of politeness, knocked. To my indescribable relief, I heard, "Come in." I flung the door open. Captain Jaggery was looking over some charts. Mr. Hollybrass was at his side. The captain turned about. "Miss Doyle?" he said politely. "Is there something I can do for you?" "Please, sir. I was finding it difficult to breathe. I should like a private word." He looked at me quizzically. I had not come to him in agitation before.
"Is it important?"
"I think so, sir. And perhaps it can wait until—" No doubt it was the distraught expression on my face. He changed his mind. "Come in and shut the door," he said, his manner becoming alert. Mr. Hollybrass made a move to go. The captain reached out to restrain him.
"Do you have any objections to Mr. Hollybrass being here?"
he asked. "I don't know, sir."
"Very well, he shall stay. There's no one I trust more. Now then, Miss Doyle, step forward and say what's troubling you."
I nodded, but could only gulp like a fish out of water.
"Miss Doyle, if you have something of importance to tell me, speak it."